Time for us to pause for thought now before we go any further. And today, pausing for us is Paddy Hall, who's a retired teacher.
Good morning. Recently, an 18-year-old girl reported of her internet habit, "I'm not sure I'm ready to meet my friend in real life. What would I say to her?" Yesterday, we held the Christmas party for children of our village and a few who'd moved nearby. We mustered 15. Many of the houses in the villages are now too expensive for young families, and when my children went to the parties, there were 30 or so of them. This 15 made decorations around tables, played pin the tail on the donkey, musical chairs, statues, and other traditional wild games through exhaustion and on again. They ate and drank homemade party food that appeared from everywhere, met Father Christmas, who amazingly knew them all by name and had a present for each of them. The parents and grandparents all stood around with mulled wine and mince pies, admired each other's new babies and caught up. Father Christmas pulled a child's name from his hat, and she, at 6:30 in the freezing dark when most of the rest of the village had arrived, went outside, counted down from 10, and lit up a huge tree on the green donated by the garden centre. A choir and song sheets appeared, and carols were sung by torchlight and by four generations, largely in tune and surprisingly movingly until it was too cold and the remains of the mulled wine cooled from inside. Parents shared memories of previous village parties to real friends they'd made at the time and stuck with over the years. Children were tired, chatting to each other and starting to store their own treasures away. I think our 15 don't yet know how lucky they are. They will do. The internet can do some magic, but not all of it, and not all of it good. It needs switching off from time to time to give us a chance to bump into each other with all our senses switched back on. Happy Christmas, and thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for this year, and happy Christmas to Paddy Hall, retired teacher.